lakefront themselves are double in land value from you. I think we've got you at 30,000. The people all across the street from you are 60,000. I have a list here that we've taken from, we get sales letters, and this is in your neighborhood, and I've got parcel numbers. On May 5th, a house sold for $760,000. It's 37% of actual value. I have another one here that sold for $850,000 on May 12th, and we're at 66% of their value. The next one was on January 19th, $600,000. So we're not seeing what you're saying for anything in the flood zone being worth less. But that didn't mean that we raised everybody up to make the value hit where it's going now. That wouldn't be fair either. So my job is to equalize things out in the neighborhood, and we've done the best we can. But you have a 2,700-square-foot house plus outbuildings, and you're at $213,000. I don't think you can buy one for that kind of price, and I don't know what else to tell you. Our CAMA system prices it out for us with what you have on the house, and you've gotten a break in the classification, I think, in the fact that, you know, you've got actually even better with the logs, but it's not just log siding. So that's where our values come from. But the floodplain, it's not, you're thinking floodplain, but it's not working that way in Taney County. Everything is going for much higher prices than you would like.
Well, you're half right.
And have you brought any examples?
You want to come up here?
You are half right, because you said that it's not just long siding, but you're half. There is some. So
you're at a D plus. You're at the correct.
Why the main part of that house has not been remodeled? It's got the same bathrooms. It's got the same kitchen.
But you
I did
basic,
upkeep.
You have a basic value.
That's what was that was put on that house in 1990 when it was built, was a basic value. You're telling me what they put on that house. Now, I add a room to
now
the house.
My house
that
was built
raises,
in 1993.
We're not talking
Mine's
about
gone
you.
Up too.
Hold on, guys. This is probably not going to be productive. From the standpoint of, I guess what I encourage you to do, you've heard her response, address us.
Okay. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Denying the levy is not.
We don't know what they're going to do with the levy. We hope that they roll it back. They should roll it back because they set a budget, and it's obviously going to hit that budget, and so they should roll it back. Now, whether they do, that's not
okay,
within the purview of us.
If they don't,
I don't know
where we're at.
That's correct.
Okay. What about the lot I just sold a couple years ago for $20,000? You're telling me it's appraised for $60,000?
You're talking about you have another.
I sold a lot to John Sappington. I don't have the paperwork with me, but John was going to file an appeal on his. It is waterfront, but he can't build on it unless he's 16 feet off the ground.
Because of the flood.
What he has done now, there was a little driveway in there that people parked in front of their garage. The house has been removed. It was one of the first homes removed. He parks an RV off to the side, and so he comes and goes. That's his $60,000 lot. And I don't know how a sale for $20,000, yeah, you're getting some down there for $900,000. That isn't reflective of a common. If you've got a lot, this is really off of it. I know a guy paid $250,000 for a submarine ride, and we know how that came out. You know, just because somebody wants to pay, that doesn't actually mean that's a value of it. Yeah, a sale and you get a seller and a buyer together and agree on a price, you got a sale.
Right.
But that same thing happened on my $20,000 lot. I could have probably got more. That wasn't what I chose to do. I don't, if my house is worth that much, fine, but I cannot see you backing up at all if the market goes to crap either.
Well, and they're required to. I mean, they have to.
There's also a thing called comparables.
Sure.
Now, compare my house to another house, not compare mine to the lot across the street. But I don't know that the county is that hard up for money that they have to really nail us to the wall either, are they? With all this new building out at the Chateau, how much new building revenue is the assessor going to get this year?
Dwayne, again, this is, let's keep it. Keep it coming here. And, you know, what we have to look at is what our values, you know, as a whole, we're looking at valuation and we're looking at comparables, things like that. You've got a lawyer, a banker, and a real estate agent up here, so we kind of got an idea in the county of what's going on, and we've been on the board for a while. So I understand, and I want to keep going because we addressed the one thing with the D1. What is the basis of reassessing these after we gave the discount on the lakefront that the sales down there are not reflecting the floodplain difference? Is that basically what you're saying?
No, they're not reflecting the floodplain thing. But also, again, we just did all of Hollister. We started at the beginning, and we covered all of Hollister to make it fair to everybody. Everybody went through the book. We're supposed to be learning to do it consistently, so we're at least within a half a step on our classification. So, like I said, as he told you, somebody stuck it at a C. I looked at it because I was checking his work. I said, no, that's a D+. That's where we went. I'm trying to make sure that everything is consistent, no matter who goes out to value you. And so...
Understand.
And I don't have anything to do with money. I keep telling people. I only measure stuff.
Questions from the board?
I heard the figure 60,000. I heard the figure 30,000.
My lot is been raised from 20 to 30,000. I'm not waterfront. I'm across the street from it. I sold a lot to John Sappingenfield for $20,000, and Susan has it appraised for 60,000. I don't have the paperwork on it.
Can we bring up the beacon with the dollar values on from Jennifer?
And that's your house, Dwayne?
This is my house right here.
Yeah.
Sappington's lot was down here on Bogey River, I think about the third from the end.
And the one down close to the lake is the one that they've leveled, the house that they've leveled.
Yeah, it's lakefront.
So last time we assessed this, was the garage there?
Yes, sir.
It was there.
Yeah, but at one point he added sides to the garage.
It
was a carport to a garage.
This garage is
it's the wrong property. It's the one in the green.
Carport, and she assessed it as a garage because it's got sides in it. No ends, but sides. I bought it at the garden. So, I don't know what this number is.
You're talking about your property.
The one up in the green circle, red circle.
Yeah, there's yours.
This one. Yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, over there. Okay. Yeah. This is my carport. This is my garage, and that's my house.
We give any type of discount or modified value for something that's in a floodplain?
We did. We did it as a blanket motion down there. We gave 30% to, and that's been rolled back this year.
Well, and we determined the lot values. I mean, the lot values change over years. And, again, that whole area got lower lots. You saw when you go further down that all those ones on Table Rock were $125,000. Here they're $60,000 when you're right on the lake. The ones up on Lakeshore Drive, we've done the first acre at $3 a square foot plus 20 cents a square foot after that to account for the lot size. So, again, $30,000 for a lot where it's at, it's a fair value. I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to find that.
And water with and sewer and electric?
We have.
They have water, sewer, and electric on them?
Have you?
The lot.
$30,000.
The board's voted twice to allow a floodplain.
But yeah, I would like to say that you never bring any physical comps with you, nothing.
Just okay, guys, let's not, again, we're up here to determine whether or not this house is worth the value that the assessor has put on it, for one, and then we did give a discount before when it was in the floodplain. I guess I'm interested in finding out what are the values going for down there right now. I mean, do you have?
Well, as Susan has said, as far as the houses that are for sale or that had sold, now as far as the land value, being in a floodplain with FEMA rules, I mean, obviously the land is not going to sell for what it would sell someplace else.
Sure.
This does not compare to the one that we had earlier at $125,000 because this is on a different lake totally. I think I would defer to what the board had done in the past to see if you feel that that ruling still applies for it being in a floodplain.
And on the one hand, it concerns me a lot because I think that the people that such as Dwayne cannot get insurance, mm-hmm. or can't get something that's even remotely reasonable down there right now, and that was part of our basis back then. And I mean, that's what I recall, Greg.
Yeah.
What we did.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, it sounds like to me it's not affecting people buying down there right now, and so I'm not sure how to reconcile that much very well. But I mean, certainly the lot, if it's a base lot and they find out it's in a floodplain, that's concerning.
That's true, because what you're talking about is, when you're talking about the sales, the only reference that I have is what I know in the neighborhood.
Right.
And there have been deaths.
There have been what?
Deaths. People die.
Sure.
In the neighborhood. We know of one home that the family was so disabled that a couple from Salina came in and bought that property, and they're totally having to redo it. There's on the lake side, I wondered about what you're saying, because there's a lot of that property that after the last flood, the county bought. So those properties aren't even for sale. The boat launch supposedly is not for sale because Cantwell put it in a certain kind of a trust, and you really can't sell that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was talking about the properties along there in the floodplain that we had put at 30% at one time. We had knocked 30% off. I mean, I don't know what you two are seeing. You're more
so
in that market.
My notes also have that on average, these homes in this neighborhood are at 45% of actual market value before any floodplain discount. Adding a discount would bring them even further from actual market value. And we gave parcel numbers for what's sold in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Well, were they reassessed? This was, you've reassessed all of these this year. Yeah.
And these are from sales letters from that neighborhood. So
I'm just looking to see how many have actually sold. There's a couple on the market. There's one that's under contract, two under contract.
I think it was, and that was kind of across the board we did that.
There have been 10 that have closed within the last 12 months.
I think the value of housing obviously has gone up since we met last time, you know.
I'm sure it is.
I do think that the fact that it isn't floodplain, there is some issue is, you know, how marketable that is compared to something that's not in the